Hey everybody, welcome to MGTOW is Freedom. I'm your host, John. Today's video is about the history of MGTOW, that is, where did it come from? When did it start? Right? This idea, this modern concept of men going their own way. And all you have to do is be your own man and choose your own path, and you are going your own way. So let's take a look. What caused our problem, right? Let's think about it. It used to be that if you could afford it and you wanted kids, you could marry a woman, but something else happened. Something changed. So this video, The Rise of Feminism and the Fall of Man. Okay, this isn't a modern thing. A lot of men that I've talked to, a lot of people think that feminism got its start in the 60s. That is very, very inaccurate. It actually started in the late 1700s with some French people. Blame the French. But let's look at where it became a significant problem in the United States of America. From 1848 to 1920, the women's rights movement started. You could call that first wave feminism. Voting, property rights, just some basic things that women wanted from men. Right? They wanted to get out of the cave. They wanted to be in charge of their own lives now that men created civilization and created luxuries and comfort. And they created government to secure those rights. Rights to property, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, that sort of thing. So that happened for men, but only after men, right, fought and died, were tortured to death to get it, right? And everyone worked hard. Make no bones about it. Women busted their asses in the homes, and men busted their asses in the homes and out in the fields and on the battlefield, the literal battlefield. They had to figure it all out because no one had taught them. They were uneducated, just hardworking, creative men. So that's when it started, right? 1848 to 1920. That was the first wave feminist stuff, right? First wave of feminism. There was this woman from 1846 to 1911 she lived. Go look up on the internet pictures of this woman. Her name is Carrie Nation. Every picture you see of her, she looks like she's about 155. She is a scowling hag, bitch of a woman. Fucking ugly, serious Victorian prude bitch. And let me tell you about this woman, Carrie Nation. Read your history. Carrie Nation led the temperance movement. Okay? The temperance movement was about removing alcohol. That led to the Prohibition Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. That's how much power women got right away because of the women's rights movement. The first wave, they got the right to vote. And they started pushing their agenda. The first thing they wanted to do, take away men's right to alcohol. And I mean, this was an ugly bitch. And what she used to do is she hated anyone who drank alcohol. She'd go into bars, literally, walk behind the bar and start smashing the liquor and the mirrors and everything in bars. Now, men back then were men, and they weren't used to feminist cunts. So they did not bitch slap her down or throw her out by her fucking hair, you know, or arrest her dumb ass and beat the shit out of her, throw her in the corner till the cops got there. You try that shit today and that's what's going to happen. Because that's right, women are getting their equal rights and equal treatment as much as men can. But back then it was unheard of. So this cunt, Carrie Nation, started doing this and she created a fervor, a stink. She was a one-woman, masculine wrecking machine with regard to drinking. And her activities, her promotion of both the women's rights movement and the temperance movement caused prohibition. That is the constitutional amendment to make the drinking of alcohol, the creation of and drinking of it, illegal. Whew. And luckily that got repealed because not only did men like to drink, but women did too. But that bitch died in 1911. But as a result of her hard work of being a cunt, an in-your-face bitch, and a pain in the ass, she caused a lot of trouble. But let this be a lesson to us as men. If one woman Carrie Nation could cause this much trouble. Imagine what 100 men or 1,000 men or 10,000 men fighting back against feminist hypocrisy and bullshit can do. Imagine it. You don't have to, you can't walk into some place and smash it up, right? You can't go into some women's store and just beat all the perfume bottles to death and destroy all the makeup and say, quit lying to women and telling them they're beautiful. They're actually ugly hags underneath all that clown makeup. All right? What else did Carrie Nation do? She contributed to prostitution being outlawed. She contributed to that. How? Because of the rise of women's power and the push by all women to outlaw prostitution because respectable women want marriage. What that means is women who weren't fit to marry and were too fucking ugly to be prostitutes, they still wanted to get married. They wanted someone else to take care of them. So they pushed for the outlawry of prostitution, saying it was filthy. And so all of the speakeasies and brothels and men's clubs of the time, you know, whether or not prostitution was illegal, it still happened. It wasn't prosecuted because men who couldn't afford and didn't want wives needed sex, wanted sex. And there were women who were not marrying quality and who were willing to be whores, that is, honest whores, prostitutes. They were willing to trade pussy for money, and that's how they made their living, literally. Prostitutes. It's the oldest profession, and it's the easiest. Women are born with the tools they need to make a living. That is, a back and a pussy. Lay on the back and give up the pussy. There it is. But Carrie Nation and others like her, Victorian prudes, killed that for men. They destroyed prostitution. And even up through the 70s, in a town where I grew up, there was still prostitutes, still brothels working in California, not in big cities. And yeah, they weren't legal, but they were there, and they were there for men and men's needs. And it's slowly been destroyed, slowly, decade after decade after decade. Because respectable women want marriage. And by respectable, we mean Victorian prudes who are ugly as fucking sin. So by taking away men's easy ability to get pussy, they forced men into marriage. Forced them into marriage. Forced men into marriage. And that is important. Because not all men got married, and not all men had children, and not all women got married. And a lot of those prostitutes did have children. They're known as bastards. And there are lots of bastards, and there's nothing wrong with them, except their parents weren't married, they weren't legitimately created or intentionally created, and they're bastards. The world needs bastards to get things done. We all need to work our asses off, and bastards had their place. All right, so the first wave, right, the women's rights movement, lasted a long time, resulted in voting property rights, the destruction of prostitution, and the prohibition of alcohol, that got repealed. The 1960s saw the second wave of feminism. It's called the Women's Liberation Movement. It encouraged divorce and equal rights. That's when you hear about bra burning and women going, and this is the hippies and all the protests they started this where if they didn't get their way, they wanted to protest. So women, in order to get further down this road, they wanted divorce and equal rights. Okay, they had free love. Free love, men. That was the beginning of the cock carousel. That is, women just having sex wherever they wanted. This is the sexual revolution in the second wave women's liberation movement, the feminist movement. But what happened as a result of this is not only did women start giving the pussy away for free on the one hand, but they were encouraged by the women's rights movement to divorce men and demand equal rights and an equality, an equal share of what the man had earned. So the courts began to punish men, and men began to feel heavily, right? The birth of gynocentrism, that is, women being the center of all things, a gynocentric society. So women were, on the one hand, just up here, just the last 100 years, were forcing men into marriage who otherwise wouldn't. Then they got to the part where they decided that they needed a way to get out, divorce. So women first forced marriage on men. And as soon as that was accepted by society, that everyone was getting married, then they decided to make divorce easy, right? That's what they fucking did to us. They forced men into marriage and then made it easy to divorce them and steal their shit. Thank you, women like Carrie Nation. What a wench. What a fucking whore. What a cunt of cunts. I'm sure she and Hillary Clinton would have a nice time at dinner. But that is what happened. Because prior to prostitution being destroyed, whether it was legal or not doesn't matter. There were prostitutes everywhere and men could get their fucking nuts taken care of by a prostitute. When they were forced into marriage, respectable women got married. And these weren't really respectable women. These were women who weren't happy about the fact that they needed a man, forced men into taking them, and as soon as they could, equal rights and encourage divorce via the women's liberation movement and their control of the law and the court system because they had gained the rights to vote. And what good would property rights up here be without a mechanism to give them everything? Equal rights and law under law and equal rights in the courts. Look how men got fucked. Women got equal rights and easy divorce so they could use those property rights. And they got what they wanted by exercising their right to vote. Holy fuck, huh? So let's go up to third wave feminism, the 1990s. Political correctness and third wave feminism. Masculinity, being a man, that was a severe attack on our masculinity. As if the other two movements and the first two waves weren't bad enough, third wave feminism, political correctness. They started controlling our speech. And when they tell someone they can't talk, and talking and thinking a certain way is wrong, you're controlling thought. Third wave of feminism. Lost my lid. One sec. Oh, okay. Third wave of feminism came in the 1990s. And I don't know if they want to call it fourth wave or fifth wave now, but you're seeing a continuation of the same programs. So the 1990s political correctness, masculinity was just taking it on the chin. You couldn't do this, you couldn't do that, and they were using social pressure to control our speech and control our thinking. But it gets better. 2001 to present time. I'm going to call it fourth wave of feminism. It could be fifth, fuck, tenth, it doesn't matter. It's feminism. Feminist ideology is based on Marxist principles. That is, they need to control everybody and destroy personal rights. Rights with a capital R, rights from God. Now you have privileges from the government. That is what the destruction of our nation has done. And this was a big part of it. By giving women equal rights, you didn't elevate women. You drug men down to it. Because men have natural rights and women have artificial rights that were created by government. And if you're a woman, I'm sorry I have to say this, that these are the facts. Only men have rights before God. And so then women get mad and say, well, then that's not my God. That's fine. I don't care. But when you talk about what motivates a man to fight to the death, it was for his rights as a man. He fought King George, told him to fuck off, declared his independence. Okay? Women are behind good men and getting benefits. You get all the benefits, but you want the rights too, and then special rights. Let's continue with 2001 to present. MGTOW starts, though it's not named. Men started going their own way long before it came here to YouTube, a long time ago. So I hate it when people say and write to me, oh, MGTOW, you're not doing it the right way. You have to be a monk or you have to be this or that. You know, you're a purple pill, you're a blue pill, or you're not good enough, or you're not pure enough. It's ridiculous. Be a man, go your own way, right? We're all men, we all get to go our own way. So MGTOW started way back then. You could even say it's been going for decades. Since the 60s, men have been trying to go in their own way and get away from these feminist whores, right? So MGTOW starts, though it's not named that. It's not given the cool an acronym. Okay, so let's see how it worked. The progression of feminist control of sex was part of this. The progression of feminist control of sex. That is, women determining when sex is and isn't sex. Right? You have to get permission. You can't assume anything. No having sex when you're drunk. All of those things, right? They could claim that you know, they could claim that unless, you know, there's no implicit sex. It all has to be explicit. They have to agree to it. That led to what's known as the rape culture. That is, a woman can determine at any point that it's rape. Even now, after the fact. The next day, they can wake up, decide that they didn't like you or like what happened, and call it rape. And that is women further taking control of sex for feminist doctrine purposes. That is, controlling men. Next, progressive growth of feminist entitlement mentality and feminist radicalism has now gone mainstream. Right? The feminist entitlement mentality, that is, they're entitled to everything they want and ask for. You have to get the door, you have to not get the door. You have to pay for dinner. You have to buy them gifts. You have to give them your car. Right? You have to give them their money. And now these ideas are no longer radical. In the 60s, it was considered radical, and women could only take men's shit when they get a divorce. Only demand it socially back then. And so they played the victim status in the 60s. Oh, my husband's bad, so I'm not happy, so I need to take his shit. Right? Now, the idea of men paying for women's ways and women are entitled to everything, entitled to getting their way, is now a mainstream concept. Mainstream! So the marriage rate and childbirth rate drops, while the divorce percentage increases. Okay, they are destroying now themselves, because the marriage rate and childbirth drops. That is because men, as I said up here, MGTOW started, though not named. Men don't want to marry these bitches. They don't want to marry them. Why? Because they know something stinks in Denmark. It actually stinks between these girls' legs. They're using their smelly little pussies to catch men so that they can hook them. Remember that hook I talked about? That's why women have hair on their pussies. It's to hide the hook. That's exactly what it's there for. Men realized that women were trapping them by getting pregnant and then stealing their money. So men stopped getting married to women. Women get knocked up and then men marry them. Then they lose all their shit. Men, they would say, men are afraid of commitment. That's a form of shame. Men are not afraid of commitment. Men can be far more committed than women. They have to be. They have to be committed to life, to working hard, to putting their nose to the grindstone and using their bodies and their minds, their whole lives, to bust their ass. Because these feminist whores, right, all of them, all these waves, they want men's resources. They can't do it themselves. They know it. They know it deep down inside. They can't get the fucking job done and that they need our money. They might learn a few tricks, might learn a few trades to make some money, but still, the best trade they have is on their back as prostitutes. And they prostitute themselves to men, get knocked up, call the arrangement marriage, and then use the courts to steal their money and steal their homes and steal their lives. That's what feminists do. So as a result of that, marriage rate and childbirth drops, and the divorce percentage increases. It's getting easier for men to see, all men to see, how little value marriage has. And I feel sorry for my sons, because they're going to grow up in a world where women think it's their right to get everything out of men and divorce them anytime they feel it's the right idea or a good time to do it. When they've maximized the return on their investment, they will divorce men or push men away and cause them to divorce women. This is the fucking trick. So men are learning and they're not getting married, right? The divorce percentage is increased and the marriage rate has dropped because men are staying away. But what happened back here? women started suing men, saying, well, he knocked me up, it's his baby. And they used the DNA, right, the genetics, the test, to use the courts. Once again, they got rights, equal rights, equal rights, to use the court to sue men to make them pay for the sex. That's right, you put your dick in it once, have a baby, you have to pay for her and her comfort for the rest of that kid's life. Now up into the 20s. Up into the 20s. So, men saw what was coming. MGTOW philosophy and practice begins. Right? That is, use women until they're bitches and get rid of them. And women hate that. They want the fairy tale. They want the happily ever after. They want everything their way, and they don't want to give anything for it. So the feminists double down and start punishing men. Double down on men. They cannot have us get away from them. You've got to understand what's going to happen next. This is what's happening. The feminists are doubling down. If you want pussy now, right? They want marriage, but you're not going to give it to them. They want beta males when they're done on the cock carousel so that they can have kids, because biologically they're driven to it as women. And then they want to divorce you and take all of your shit. They want to destroy you and use the courts to control you and demand money from you. They double down on their punishment, right? Between, you know, a child care, alimony. They want all of these things. If you don't give them what they want, they're going to scream rape. They're punishing us now. No catcalling, right? In the workplace, they've come after us with equal opportunities. That they want the same money for the same work, even though they're not doing the same work and they don't have the same skill level and they're not that dedicated. They want it all. They're doubling down. Feminists, this is basically where they're going. They will push for socialism to take men's resources with the laws. They're coming after us with the power and force of law. By Hillary Clinton being defeated, these bitches were given a huge setback. Barack Obama is a feminist and he's in the White House. Michelle has her hand clean up his ass and is working him really good. Right? But we would have had one in the driver's seat, and she was pushing for it. Pushing for it. All these special laws for special groups. Right? Men can't ignore the feminists, the feminazis, the women's rights movement. We cannot just ignore them. You can do what you can. If you're not fit to fight the battle, then you stay out of it. But the war is coming for all men. And men must fight back. We've got to fight back. And being MGTOW, right, going your own way is step one. Denying these bitches your money and your resources by denying it to them in a relationship, a man-woman traditional relationship, by denying them that, they're going to go to the government. Healthcare. Women cost a lot more money. They want it shared. They don't want to pay their own way, so they're going to make us do it through legislation, laws, and taxation. They're coming after us, men. You need to wake the fuck up. They already get specialized preference with welfare. What does that mean? That means they can go down and get women, infants, and children, right? Free stuff from the government, welfare. Men can't get it. I know single dads whose wives were such horrible whores that they totally abandoned their children with these men. I've got two that work for me right now directly that I supervise. And the government will not subsidize him or help him out. And the government will not go after these bitches and take their money. Right? So he gets no benefits from the government. These guys don't. And the women, the wives, the moms are not forced to share in the expense. No child support, no nothing. No spousal support when they leave, nothing. It is a totally rigged system designed to promote even more feminism. Because women like this program. Why? It benefits them. As soon as they're ready to use the law and their equal rights and to punish the men, you can see. Look at this no longer as just a political movement. I have said this is a battlefield, and you have to fight it as an individual, and we have to fight it as a class of human beings, men. First wave, second wave, third wave, fourth wave. That's how wars are fought. Waves of soldiers pour over the land and destroy the enemies. The women, as they get more money and more power and more control, are coming in bigger and bigger waves, more powerful waves. So the MGTOW movement is necessary, and it needs to grow. It needs to grow so that we can stand up and have more and more men deny these hags our money. Use the pussy if you want. I don't give a fuck. I really don't. But stop giving them your money. Stop impregnating the bitches and giving them kids, which allow them to get control over you. Stop giving it to them. That's what being MGTOW is taking control back and taking the mechanisms, all these mechanisms that women have created through government structures in order to take our lives from us. Because ultimately, they want absolute and total socialism. Why do they want absolute total socialism? So that you don't get a paycheck at all. And all of it goes to the government. And everyone just goes to the store and they get allotted a little bit of food and a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Whatever the government gives them. And nobody gets their own paycheck. Nobody gets to say, I worked harder or I'm smarter. Everyone gets to each according to their need and from each according to his ability. And who has the most fucking ability? Men. The most ability to work hard, to think effectively, completely, totally. Men, men, men. So who benefits in a socialized system the most from hardworking men? The women do. Why? Because they don't work hard. They can't work long. They aren't effective. They aren't efficient. They aren't as smart, and they aren't as capable, period, on average and across the fucking board. With very few exceptions. And you can't say, well, because of those few exceptions, I don't care, women, if that's you. I don't care if you're the exception. It's the rule I'm concerned with. The rule is men are more effective. Men are more proficient. Men work harder. Men work longer. It is a result of natural biology. Natural biology, which has been co-opted by the feminist movement, and used, that is right, men's strengths have been used against them. Our strengths are used against us because of the government and the legal system. Where did that come from? The equal rights movement, the women's rights movement started basically officially in 1848, but it had already been going on the continent of Europe for over 50 years. It has weakened men and put us under the rule of government, under the thumb of government. Because men lost their freedoms in the 1800s. See the Act of 1871. That is when it happened. That's when they started taking men's ability to act like men, to defend themselves by duel, fist fights, by giving everyone equal rights. They did not elevate women up. They brought men down. They brought us all down. And now we're all under the law. The government. The Constitution was designed not to control the people, but to create a government for the purpose of establishing post offices, regulating coinage, and controlling trade internationally, as well as national defense. That is it. It wasn't about controlling us, the people. That's not what governments were for. But now you're seeing what that means. When the government controls the people, it follows an agenda. They like to use democracy or a claim of democracy, saying we all vote. But once they gave women the same voting rights as men, you take an underprivileged or incapable class and you make them equal to those with. So the have-nots have the same voices as the haves. So you can see what happens, right? They brought us down so they could go up. And then they got to a point where they started getting special rights and special privileges where they could punish men. Eventually, they're controlling men so we can't do what we want anywhere. Period. You can't openly discuss things. They can claim sexual harassment on the drop of a fucking hat. They can call rape on anything, right? They need their safe spaces. You can't talk to them unless you give them, they give you permission. Almost explicit now before you can talk to women. You can't make sexual advances on them. You can't deny them and push them away. Everything a man wants to do, and even trying to be independent of women, is being taken from us. This is a fucking war. And it's not just about our individual wallets. It's about our very lives. The feminists want men completely, 100%, totally subjugated. That is working for the benefit of women. It is called socialism. Men under the yoke of women and government, so they're controlled as slaves, so that they do not rise up and revolt. We will either see a revolt against this system called feminism, or we're going to see a revolt with guns. And I'm not calling for revolt with guns. I'm calling for a revolt against the system. And we do that first by taking control of our own lives. I have the penis. I'm a man. MGTOW. Go my own way. Two, deny women my resources. Period. Take it away from them. And stay politically active. Deny women everything you can. Do not allow this LGBTQ crap, this feminist crap, this socialist crap to take root. Because the more root it gets, the more control it takes over men's lives. I need to put a video up, and I will. It's called Pharmachemical Castration. Men need to realize they're using chemicals in the food, in our lives, everywhere around us, to poison us, to weaken us, to put more estrogen in our bodies so we act more effeminate, so that we fall under effeminate control. You need to get a hold of everything in your life. MGTOW is not just about not marrying women. It's not just about denying them. It is a massive war on several fronts, as I pointed out in the last video with the board. It's social, it's economic, it's professional, it's cultural, it's legal. It is a huge war. It is a battlefield, and get your head into the battle. I'll continue to do these videos to explain it. And you can go and you can watch Sandman and a lot of other great video producers that want to talk about some of the little pieces and how to deal with it. I'm trying to go big picture with you guys. Big picture with MGTOW. Look at it all and realize that some people are monks and some people are purple pillars and some people are blue pillars trapped. MGTOW's trapped in a blue pillar body. We need to realize we're all allies because we all have the penis and we'll all be able to fight and fight back on different levels and in different ways. So this is John, host of MGTOW is Freedom. And I didn't name it that because it was cute. It is freedom. MGTOW leads to freedom. Men going their own way. Giving up on social crap. Giving up on the new culture. Giving up on the legal system and getting out of it. Out from under its control. And engaging in the battle on an individual basis and as a group of men. Right? I have the penis. You have the penis. Take back what's yours. Take back your life. Take back your freedom. Go your own way. This is John, wishing you a good night.